In our previous year, we had established that as Rashi and the Rambam both teach us, the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles, really comes from two different points. One is because of Oynik Shabbos, and one is because of Kavod Shabbos. And with this understanding why we have to light Shabbos candles, many different Gemaras and Halachas become clear. The Gemara on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis said, Ner Beisoy V'Kiddush Hayoy, Ner Beisoy Odef Mishum Sholem Beisoy. If somebody has an option, he only has enough money, Rachmana Litzlan, either to buy Shabbos candles or to have for Kiddush, so he should preferably buy Ner candles because of Sholem Bayis. The Rishonim already point out that the Chiyuv of Kiddush Hayoyim is a Chiyuv Doraisa, and the Chiyuv of lighting candles, we Paskin, is only a Derabbanan. So how could a Derabbanan come before a Doraisa? So the Rishonim answer that either Midoraisa one can fulfill the obligation of Kiddush through saying Kiddush by Tefillah, or one can fulfill the obligation by making Kiddush on Challah. So we'll make the Kiddush on Challah. And in fact, some Poskim suggest that clearly, if we're referring to a situation where a person doesn't have what to eat, then Kiddush comes before then that comes first. And therefore, you'll buy Challahs. You have Challahs that you can make the Kiddush on. And then you'll buy candles. And you will have not made Kiddush on the wine. So I saw that Rabbi Yosef Engel asks a question. Why does the Gemara say that the reason Ner Beisoy comes before Kiddush because of Sholem Bayis? The Gemara could have given a different reason. Don't we have a rule of Eim Mavirim Ala Mitzvois? That when we have to do a mitzvah, first come, first serve. The first mitzvah that comes to our opportunity is the first mitzvah we should fulfill. So in this situation, asks Rabbi Yosef Engel, lighting candles has to be done on Friday. Kiddush is done when it's Shabbos. So the mitzvah of lighting candles comes before the mitzvah of Kiddush. So of course we should do that mitzvah first. So I did see that the Mepharshim suggests that the concept of Ein Mavirim Ala Mitzvos is only set in a situation where I have two mitzvahs and I'm going to fulfill both mitzvahs. And now the question is, which mitzvah comes first? So there we have a rule of first come, first serve, Ein Mavirim Ala Mitzvos. But in a situation where it's a question if I can fulfill the mitzvah at all, now we have a choice, should I or shouldn't I fulfill the mitzvah? That isn't where we say Ein Mavirim Ala Mitzvos. It's sort of a difficult concept to understand, because if Ein Mavirim Ala Mitzvos teaches us first come, first serve, what's the difference if I can do both or I'm not going to do both? But says Rabbi Yosef Engel, the answer is a different answer. Because as we've been explaining, the reason one lights candles on Friday night is for a whole different reason altogether. The reason we light candles is because of Kavod Shabbos or Oynik Shabbos. So yes, we can't physically actually light the candles on Shabbos. That would, of course, be Chil Shabbos. But the lighting of the candles is not for Friday. The light of the candles is for Shabbos. And on Shabbos, we have now two obligations, Kiddush and Ner Shabbos. And the Gemara suggests which one supersedes the other one. But clearly, because the obligation of Ner Shabbos is only because of Kavod Shabbos and Oynik Shabbos, do we understand that they both come at the same time when Shabbos begins. And actually, this concept is a very important concept to follow. That when we say that we're lighting the candles on Friday night, we're lighting the candles because of Kavod Shabbos and Oynik Shabbos. So I saw that the Poskim suggests that even if Baruch Hashem, we have electricity in our homes, so when we come home, our rooms Certainly a dining room where we eat the Suda is well illuminated because of the lights that we have on the room. But if there's a din that Kavod Shabbos requires that we have candles on in the room during the Suda Shabbos, that is considered the Kavod Shabbos. We should be careful to light candles that are large enough and long enough, they should at least be on from when we come home from shul. And therefore, if a person knows that his candles aren't going to burn so long, he should be careful to try to get home until he should try to get home as long as the candles are on. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, actually, in Simen Ayin Hei Sif Beis, says that the candles should be on for the entire meal. It could be that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is following the opinion that we have the candles for Oynik Shabbos. And for Oynik Shabbos means that we should eat in a room, as we explained in the previous year, which is well illuminated. The meal is a better meal when you're sitting in a room where it is light. And therefore, the din is that you should, that's when the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said, certainly should have the lights, the candles on for an entire meal. We, who don't need the candles for Oynik Shabbos, because we have the electricity, but we do need it for Kavod Shabbos. And the Kavod Shabbos is to have the candles on when we have the Suda Shabbos. So at the very minimum, we should have the candle on during the entire meal, at the beginning of the meal, preferably during the entire meal. The Prima Gadim says a very interesting psak that even, let's say, you have your candles on in a room, and there's another room where you would prefer to eat, l'chatchili should try to at least make kiddush in the room where you have the candles on. The Kaf HaChaim in Simen Reish Ayin Gimel, Sifkot Mem Zayin, quotes the Zohar and the Arizal that says you have to eat the entire meal in the room where you have the candles. But certainly the beginning of the meal, Kavod Shabbos, which we were explaining is one of the reasons we light candles on Friday night, require that we at least begin the meal in the room where we have the candles lit. We could also, based on this understanding of why do we light Shabbos candles, understand a very interesting machlokes, which is actually brought down the Mishnah Berurah. It really has its source in the Magen Avraham, quotes of Magen Avraham, and really it has its sources in the Rishonim as well. The Gemara said, Amar Rava, and Daf Chav Gimel Amar Beis, Amar Rava, Pshitali, Ner Beisoy, V'ner Chanaka, Ner Beisoy Adif, Mishum Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis supersedes the Ner Chanaka. So the Magen Avraham says, and Simon Tov Reish Ayin Ches Sif Cotton Beis, that Bizman Hazeh, as we learned earlier in the Sugya, where we light the candles indoors, says the Magen Avraham, you could light one candle, and one candle could be used both for the candle for Shabbos and the candle for Hanukkah. In other words, says the Magen Avraham, only in the time of Chazal, where they lit the Hanukkah candle outdoors, and they obviously lit the Shabbos candles indoors, do we have a dilemma when, Rachman al Islam, we have an individual who can't afford both, what should he do? Should he buy Hanukkah candle or a Shabbos candle? But in a situation where we're lighting the candle indoors, the halacha is that we could use that same candle both for the Shabbos candle and for the Hanukkah candle. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Ches Sif Cotton Beis quotes this Magen Avraham. Yesh Oimrim, the Bizman Hazeh Shemadlikim Befnim, where we light the Hanukkah candles inside, Yikla Ner Hanukkah Shelo Yesh B'Choshech. And the Mishnah Berurah himself asked the question that's on our mind, how could the same candle be used for Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles? Haven't we learned in our Gemara when we discussed the halacha of Hanukkah? We're not allowed to use Hanukkah candles for our own purpose. Havik shasas akana. He says it's considered a situation like a shasas akana, and therefore, just like we could light candles indoors because it's a shasas akana, we could use the same candle for Shabbos candle or Hanukkah candle. Avil says the Mishnah Berurah, roi vachroinim, and you look in the Sharetzin, he quotes Elior Rabin, the Big Day Yeshem, and the Derech HaChaim, says, av roi vachroinim haskimu dein lechalk bezeh. The Mishnah Berurah says the most achronim say disagree with the Bavnei Avraham, and a Shabbos candle cannot be used also as a Hanukkah candle. So, and the Pnei Yeshua actually brings a raya that must be the halacha, because the Pnei Yeshua says that the Gemara says that we just quoted that if a person. Now, we didn't just quote, but the Gemara says that if somebody has money either for Ner Chanukah or money for Yayin, the halacha is that Ner Chanukah comes first because of Persumenisa. So, he asks that if we just learned that Ner Shabbos comes before Ner Chanukah, so obviously we were referring to a situation where the person has a Ner for Shabbos. Because if he didn't have a ner for Shabbos, then how could he have, then the question of what comes first, ner Chanukah or Kiddush, wouldn't be pertinent. Because he would have to first buy ner Shabbos. So obviously we're referring to an individual who ner Shabbos is taken care of. And now we have a new question. He has ner Shabbos, but now he only has enough money left over either to buy ner Chanukah or to buy wine for Kiddush. And the Gemara now is asking, what should he do? Ask the Pnei Yeshua. He doesn't quote the Magen Avraham, but ask the Pnei Yeshua if the halacha is that he could use the same candle, both for Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, how could we ever have this issue? Once you obviously have Ner Shabbos, says the Magen Avraham, you could use that Ner Shabbos also for the Ner Chanukah. So you wouldn't have the issue. And now, of course, whatever money you have left over, go buy wine for Kiddush. It must be that you can't use the same candle for Shabbos and Chanukah. So there are all sorts of terutzim that the Achronim try to explain that we're referring to Shemen Sreifa, that the Gemara later says that we can use Shemen Sreifa for... We could use Shemen, that we're referring to Shemen Sreifa, that can't be used for Ner Chanukah, but can be used, as the Gemara explained, under certain circumstances, for Ner Shabbos. But I believe that the Machlaikis of the Magen Avraham Pnei Yeshua is a much more fundamental Machlaikis. The Machlaikis is, what is the purpose of Ner Shabbos? If we say that the and it's really the Machlaikis of Abaya Verova. Abaya held that the purpose of Ner Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos. If it's there only for Kavod Shabbos, it's not there to give illumination. So you could use the same Ner both for Shabbos and for Chanukah. Because they're not there for your own personal use. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, under these dire circumstances where a person doesn't have enough money to buy candles, he could use the same candle for Shabbos and for Chanukah. Whereas the Pnei Yeshua says, no. The purpose of Ner Shabbos is for Einik Shabbos. Einik Shabbos is the definition of Mutter L'shtamish L'oiroi, that I'm going to use it for my own purposes. If it's Mutter L'shtamish L'oiroi, so therefore the halacha is that certainly you can't use it for Ner Chanukah, where the halacha is that Osir L'shtamish L'oiroi. So, we go back to the Gemara we quoted in our previous shiur, the Gemara on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis taught us that the story of the wife of Rabbi Yosef, and the wife of the Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara says, was lighting Shabbos candles too late until she was taught to light the candles earlier. And we asked, how does the wife of Rabbi Yosef make this mistake to light Shabbos candles early? So the Gemara said that the halacha is, you're not allowed to uvat shlo yagdim v'shlo yachar. The halacha is, you're not allowed to light the Shabbos candles too early, and you're not allowed to light them too late. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Samach Gimel Sif Dalet, paskins this way, lo yagdim l'maher lad likoy ba'oid hayoyim gadol, don't light it too early in the day, Shaz en a neker shemadlika l'kavet Shabbos, then it won't be noticeable that you're lighting it l'kavet Shabbos. V'gam lo yachar, but don't light it too late. If you want to light the day early Friday afternoon, lekabel olav Shabbos miyad, and be mekabel Shabbos when you light the candles early, we show you. Kivin shmekabel of Shabbos miyad, since you're lighting the candles early, ain't zo hagdoma. That's not called too early. Ovat shehem plaga mincha lemalam. Even so, the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that we're allowed to light the Shabbos candles early, but only early enough, not earlier than Plaga Mincha, says Reb Kiva Egel. Tosfos here on Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis brings down the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam, based on this Gemara here on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, paskened that if you have a candle lit on Erev Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos, and you want to use that candle l'kavod Shabbos, since that candle was not lit l'kavod Shabbos, it isn't good enough that you have a lit candle. You have to go and light the extinguish the candle and relight it again. Why? Because Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam is that the candles are lit l'kavod Shabbos. And if the candle wasn't lit expressly l'kavod Shabbos, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Adlokas Neiroi Shabbos. Says Rabbi Kiva Egel, this din that Rabbi Kiva that Rabbeinu Tam says that the candle that was lit too early has to be extinguished and relit is only in situation when the candle was not lit L'Tzorech Shabbos. But if the candle was lit L'Shem Kavod Shabbos and it was lit too early, but it was a candle that was designated L'Kavod Shabbos, even though the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch we just read paskin that you can't light the candle earlier than Plaga Mincha, that's only a candle that wasn't lit expressly L'Kavod Shabbos. However, a candle that was lit, says Rabbi Kiva Egel, a very bechiddush, if the candle was lit L'Kavod Shabbos, even though it wasn't lit at the right time, it was lit very early, you could just leave it, and that will be your candles for Shabbos. But, says Rav Kiva Egel, l'chatchila, don't do this. Because if you're going to light the candle so early in the day, it's not obvious, even though that is your purpose, it's not obvious that you're lighting the candle l'kavod Shabbos, and therefore, don't do so. But b'di'evit, it's fine. The Mishnah Brura and the Bi'ur Halacha disagrees. The Mishnah Brura and the Bi'ur Halacha says that no, what the Gemara, when we're learning in the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens that way, that you can't light candles before the Plag HaMincha, the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that the halacha is that candles lit before Plag HaMincha aren't considered candles for Shabbos. And since they're not considered candles for Shabbos, they're not, you can't rely on them, and you, even if you lit them earlier, you would have to extinguish them and relight them after the Plaga Mincha L'Kavod Shabbos. Meir Aloch disagrees with Rabbi Kiva Egel. It could be that was the mistake of the wife of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef's wife didn't make the mistake that she saw that, as the Meir Aloch teaches us, we're supposed to light candles L'Kavod Shabbos. And according to the Meir Aloch's understanding, the later the better. Because the later you light the candles, the more it shows that you're lighting the candles L'Kavod Shabbos. And she felt, therefore, the lighting the candles L'Kavod Shabbos supersedes all of my other considerations. And as long as I'm not mamish being mechal Shabbos, maybe it's very late, but I'm not being mamish mechal Shabbos, that's the best. Because that shows more that I'm lighting the candles of Kavod Shabbos, and isn't that one of the purposes of lighting Neir Shabbos? Actually, it's a purpose that both Abaya and Rava agree to. To which she was told, no, even though you want to show that you're lighting the candles expressly L'Kavod Shabbos, lighting them late in the day Friday serves the same purpose. You need not light them so very late in the day. And according to this, we could understand, I saw, that the Chishukei Chemed has a discussion, what would be the halacha if, for whatever reason, a person, a woman, has to leave her home very early, and she's not going to be back home Friday night. Her parents, the issue that he discusses is a situation where, Rachman Tzlan, someone's parents are in the hospital, and if she doesn't get home on time Friday, she has to get to the hospital, and she knows she won't be able to get home on time Friday evening. So, but she wants to light the Shabbos candles. What should she do? So according to what we're learning now, the Rebbe Akiva Eiger teaches us that if one lights the candles even earlier in the day, but with the Evid, when she lit the candles, they were L'Kavod Shabbos, that is good enough. And even the halacha would be that you don't have to extinguish them and relight them. So maybe under these circumstances, it would be enough to do so. But it's interesting. The Chishukei Chemed makes a number of points. One issue that he discusses is that we know that the minig by Klal Yisrael is that if a woman missed a Shabbos of lighting candles, the minig of Klal Yisrael is that she'll light an extra candle every Shabbos for the rest of her life. So what would be the halacha, he discusses, if someone lights the candles very early Friday afternoon? In other words, let's say the woman got confused when this man was. And because she got confused when this man was, she lit the candles very early Friday afternoon. Is that considered like she missed lighting candles that Shabbos? That was saying that the halacha is if somebody missed lighting candles, you have to make it up? Or is it not considered like she missed lighting candles? According to the way we are now understanding, it would not be considered that she missed lighting candles. Because certainly for us so far to be considered that she missed lighting candles and that she should have to relight candles for the rest of her life, it isn't so significant. For that, we could certainly rely on Rebbe Akiva Eiger, the lighting the candles even early Friday afternoon, as long as they were lit L'Kavod Shabbos, you need not relight them. Just have in mind that those are the candles you're using L'Kavod Shabbos. And on the other hand, he says that let's say somebody wants to come up with the following way. Again, they're not going to be available to light the candles Friday afternoon. So what they'll do is they'll light candles and cover them up with a box or whatever. And then when this man comes, they'll take off, or when they come home Friday night, because they won't be home Friday afternoon, so they're not at home at a time where they can light candles, they'll just pick up the covering, and now I have light. He says that wouldn't be good. And then you could do that maybe earlier in the week if you have a very long candle. Why? Because he says that as we're learning, there's a din of lighting candles L'Kavod Shabbos. And it means lighting them L'Kavod Shabbos. Doing something which just gives us light doesn't mean that you're lighting candles L'Shem Shabbos, and therefore wouldn't be adequate. And he also paskins, interestingly enough, that let's say there's a home, unusual situation, but let's say there's a home where all the people living in the home are blind, and they have no attendants in the Friday night that could see. Do they have to light Shabbos candles? He says they also have to light Shabbos candles. Why? Because even though they're living in the dark and they unfortunately cannot see anything, it doesn't make a difference. Because if we say the entire purpose of lighting candles is for Oynik Shabbos, so that we should live in a home where there's light, so then we could understand why somebody who's living in a home where somebody can't see, why would he need Shabbos candles? But if we're learning now that there's a new concept involved in lighting Shabbos candles, and actually a concept that everybody agrees to, the concept of covered Shabbos, so there, even if these people, Nebuch, can't see anything, it doesn't change the concept that you need to have candles on the covered Shabbos. And therefore, on the other hand, I saw a tshuva quoted from the Pulis Tzaddik, that let's say somebody has candles or lights on in their sukkah Friday night, and those candles and the light went out, the halacha is that he should not remain eating in the sukkah. Because the halacha is, the Al Gemara is saying, v'tiznach mishalom nafshi, somebody who doesn't have candlelight is missing the shalom. So if there's a halacha, he says, that a mitzvah potim in a sukkah, certainly sitting in a sukkah, sitting in a room where there is no light, ein lecha mitzvah golmiza, there is no greater mitzvah, and such an individual, he paskins, doesn't and shouldn't sit in the sukkah. Because sitting in a room where there is light, sitting in a room where there's no light, the Gemara says, is a missing the shalom bayis. But now, we have another question. And with the concepts we've been learning in our shiur, perhaps it's understood. All of our homes, Baruch Hashem, have electricity, have light. So what's the purpose of putting on the Shabbos candles? So actually, I saw that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosoi in Perik Mem Gimel Sif Lamedalad Ha'ore Kuf Samach Vav and Kuf Ayin Aleph Paskins that one should also turn on the electricity when they're turning on, when they're lighting the candles. Because certainly the electricity is the main source of light. And if we're learning in our shiurim that the purpose of the candles on Friday night is for Oynik Shabbos, so Oynik Shabbos is certainly only is accomplished with electricity being put on. And in fact, I saw that the Tshuva Sanhagas in Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Nun Dalet quotes that that's what Rav Moshe would do. That even if the electricity was on, he would shut it right before Neir Shabbos and put it on, and that the lighting of the candles would also be for the lighting of the electricity, because certainly if we're learning that part of the reason you have the lights is for Oynik Shabbos, the Oynik Shabbos is accomplished by turning on the light in the room. It also accomplishes another goal, because if we discussed in our previous year that in order to have the whole schar of Harog B'ner, Havalei Bonim Talmid Chachamim, it isn't just enough, as Tosfos explained, that the wife should be involved in the mitzvah of lighting candles, but the husband should also be involved. So here we have a perfect method of how both the husband and wife can be involved in this great mitzvah. The husband turns on the electricity, the wife lights the Neir Shabbos, and together they have accomplished this great mitzvah of Neir Shabbos. But we know that that's not the minig of most people. So what do we do? So the answer is that if we are learning now that a purpose of lighting this Neir Shabbos is not just for Oynik Shabbos, for illumination, but there's another chiv. It's included in the covered Shabbos. So if it's in covered Shabbos, so then the halacha is you could light the candles even though you, Baruch Hashem, have light in the room. And that's why the minig in Klal Yisrael is as well that many women light the candles in the very same room. I once the first woman lit, so the second candle certainly doesn't accomplish much. Or the Paiskim discuss people who are Makabel Shabbos early and you makabel Shabbos at a time where it's still sunny and light in your room, and the candle, as the Gemara uses the words, shragi b'tehara mayahani. What does a light help when it? What does the candle help when it's so well lit in the room anyway? The answer is that we're not lighting the candle specifically for Einik Shabbos. The halacha, as we said earlier, is that Kavod Shabbos requires that in the place that we eat, we have candles lit. And therefore we have electricity. And therefore other women lit in the room as well. The halacha is you can light the candles. However, this opens up a very important question. So that's if you're lighting the candles in the room where you're eating the Shabbos meal. And even though there's electricity in the room, and even though there are other candles in the room, every candle is being lit to fulfill the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, which we explained, everybody agrees, is one of the purposes of Neir Shabbos. But what is going to be the halacha if you're lighting in a different room, or you're lighting and you're not eating in that room? What should you do? So one eitzah that the Paiskim suggest, as we said a few moments ago, is turn on the electricity in that room. When you're turning on the light in that room, so by turning on the light, you have the other purpose of Neir Shabbos, the Oinik Shabbos, that you have light in the room. And then, for sure, have in mind that electricity should be included in your Neir Shabbos, and you'll be at least fulfilling the purpose of Oinik Shabbos. On the other hand, light candles in a room which is absolutely dark. So if it's absolutely dark, so those candles are there for Oinik Shabbos that you shouldn't trip, otherwise you wouldn't be able to see in the room. And therefore, you're accomplishing the purpose of Oinig Shabbos. Or the best Eitzah is to eat something on Shabbos in that room. And by eating part of your meal in that room, you will have indeed lit candles, l'shein covered Shabbos, and you will have done this tremendous mitzvah that comes with two reasons, Oinig Shabbos, the covered Shabbos.